The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born in Belgrade, 1938. Was a child in Yugoslavia during World War II, which he described as pure hell. He said, "Germans and allies took turns dropping bombs on my head while I played with my collection of lead soldiers on the floor. Even after the war was over, I went on playing war." When he was 15, his family moved to Paris. He said, "My travel agents were Hitler and Stalin. Being one of the millions of displaced persons made an impression on me. In addition to my own little story of bad luck, I heard plenty of others. I'm still amazed by all the vileness and stupidity I witnessed in my life." The next year, 1954, he and his mother reunited with his father, joining him in New York, which he described as incredible, dazzling. "I loved jazz, I loved movies, so this was paradise." The family moved to a suburb, Oak Park, outside of Chicago. He learned English, began writing poetry in English only a few years after he'd started learning the language. He said, "I didn't know English as well as Serbo-Croatian at the time, but a poem of maybe 10 lines was possible. It was a challenge. It was ambitious for me." He was 21 when his first poems were published in the Chicago Review. Went to the University of Chicago, worked as a proofreader, nights, drafted into the Army, moved to New York, sold books and shirts, worked as a bookkeeper while he wrote and translated poetry. And when asked by an interviewer what advice he would give to people looking to be happy, Charles Simic said, "For starters, learn how to cook." It was on this day, 1960, the Food and Drug Administration approved the use of a birth control pill, which had been developed by the doctors John Rock and Gregory Pincus. An oral contraceptive pill called Enovid 10, a 10-milligram combination of synthetic hormones, approved first in 1957 for treating menstrual disorders, then on this day approved for the use of birth control. The synthetic hormones blocking the ovaries from releasing eggs that can be fertilized. It wasn't until the Supreme Court decision Griswold versus Connecticut in 1965, however, that the pill became available in all states to married women, and then in 1972, with the case Eisenstadt versus Baird, the pill became available as well to unmarried women in all states. In the year 2000, more than 16 million American women were taking the pill. Here's a poem for today by Donald Justice, a sonnet entitled Mrs. Snow. Busts of the great composers glimmered in niches, pale stars. Poor Mrs. Snow, who could forget her, calling the time out in that hushed falsetto. How early we begin to grasp what kitsch is. But when she loomed above us like an alp, we little towns below could feel her shadow. Somehow her nods of approval seemed to matter more than the stray flakes drifting from her scalp, her etchings of ruins, her mass production Mings were our first culture. She put us in awe of things, and once, with her help, I composed a waltz. Too innocent to be completely false, perhaps, but full of marvelous cliches, she beamed and softened then. Ah, those were the days. A poem by Donald Justice, Mrs. Snow, from the collected poems, Donald Justice, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.